Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bobopedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The real question is, do the Falcons go outside of the building to try to replace the production that they thought they were going to be able to get from Jalen Walker, who now is out for the season after tearing his ACL yesterday? It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hooters, guys. It was a part of the story, Mike, and I think it's going to continue to be until we figure out what this rotation on the edge may or may not be. And, guys, the players that we have in the building are capable. But I don't think it's one guy. And that's right. What's so unique about the skill set of a Jalen Walker. Today, Kirby was talking about Jalen when asked about him and said, yes, I spoke with him yesterday when this whole thing went down. I guarantee you he's got the best attitude. Jalen Walker is, not defined by football. He's defined by a lot of greater things. And this is right. Kirby talking about his former player saying he'll be a great asset for the community while he's out, and he'll be twice as good once he gets back. Because that's the kind of outlook that he has. He is one of the most positive people you ever want to be around, and that's great. I mean, that bodes well for his rehab.
Right.
But what about the production that we were leaning into, whether it is pressures, sacks, or Mike using him in coverage? I just don't know if there's one guy in the room that you go, yeah, he can step in and do that. And I think that's kind of the discussion right now.
Right. And just to double down on what you said about Jalen Walker, we were talking about it with some of the other guys out there on the sideline with the media. He's a guy that, you know, we first met him, we were both blown away by the poise and just how composed he is. And again, the absolute perfect embodiment of what Kirby wants to, you know, show as a representation of his program. And as you said it, hopefully he will make it on the football field, but he's certainly going to make it in a boardroom, wherever else he decides to do. But I'm with you. Do we have the production? Is it there? Do you have the guys that can step up? I mean, you've got guys on prove-it deals. If nothing else, these guys are all motivated. I mean, what do you think of Leonard Floyd last year? Because we basically added a bunch of Leonard Floyds. You know what I mean? That's basically what we added.
Yes, and look, there were times. Leonard's been doing it a long time. He was a pro. He was a professional, right? And part of the reason Rod and those guys brought him in is to teach a James Pierce Jr. and right. a Jalen Walker. So he fit his role. But if you're saying he's going to come back because he's familiar with the system – I don't know if that's the only reason you got to bring it back. I'm looking for production. And look, he was a part of all those sacks. There's no doubt. He didn't lead the way. But, Mike, I mean, if you're telling me he's going to come in here and get four sacks for you, there's got to be a guy currently on the roster who can do that.
Well, that's just it. And we've been using the phrase a lot today, moneyball. You know, the idea of the way the Braves moneyballed Ronald Acuna's production with Jock Peterson and Rosario and Soler.
Yes.
And they were able to get it done. Can you do that with a guy that it would be pretty ironic that Braylon Trice, who couldn't get on the field the first 2 years, takes over for a guy that got injured and shows a way to make an impression and really show out. You heard Samson Ebukam on with Andy and Randy. He's a loose dude, and he's just trying to get some more loot in this league. Azeez Ojulari, you know, we've talked about, you know, Channing Tindall we saw today. Everyone's going to get opportunities. And you know that Olbrich's going to use a lot of guys in the rotation, but it's just – the long answer to a short question, you can't replace what they were, what he did and what you were expecting him to be this year. Everyone took it to be let's be honest, oh, it's a done deal. Jalen Walker's going to be a Pro Bowl caliber guy this year.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I think you could have easily said, does he double his sack numbers? I would have said yes. He would have been a 9 or 10 sack guy. This is just me based on how Jeff Olbrich was going to use him. And then, Mike, you know, the other thing is, again, with pressures and coverages, he's just so versatile. So that's off the table. They've got to figure that out. The other thing that you know, got a lot of love today and a lot of pub is Bijan Robinson. And he spoke to the media for the first time since signing his deal. I want you to hear Kevin Stefanski talk about Bijan now that he's signed, being able to get back on the field.
Obviously, as a coach, you want to get your guys ready for the football season, and it allows us to get Bijan ready, and he's eager, beyond eager, to get out there. So we'll on that note, we'll slowly get him back in there. Won't be full go and just let him go. We'll have a plan here over the next, call it, week to ramp him up.
And he was not a full go. Today he was out there, but he wasn't taking all the reps. And even at the end of practice, we mentioned this to Michael Penix. Penix, along with the center and some additional folks to help out, just working on basic handoffs to Bijan. And you thought, well, they do this all the time. He hasn't been out there.
Got to get the reps, man. I like what I saw from Brian Robinson. I thought, you know, he was kind of trying to grit it out a little bit. He was banged up.
He was.
Shoulder, issue with the shoulder. Hopefully that's...
Yeah, that was weird, right?
I hope that's not something that keeps him out of practice moving forward. But he was out there, even though he didn't seem to have an issue with the shoulder. Thanks, guys, for coming out. Also, Tyler Goodson. We were in front of the... all the running backs were hanging out. Bijan was dapping him up.
He was.
After a real physical run. That was kind of cool to see. And as we said, there was a lot of contact. There was it was a really feisty practice. Once, you know, coach brought everybody together, they really got after it.
Yeah, as far as you saying, well, is Bijan going to play in the preseason? This is my thought, and I said this.
No.
You don't sign the guy to the biggest deal for a running back and then play him in the preseason. That's dumb. So here's what Kevin Stefanski, our head coach, said about will he play this preseason.
Need to get through the next couple of days. I think it's important, again, that we do have a plan, feel really good about that, and ramping him up over the next few days. And then as we get into week one, I'll share with you guys what the plan is, about who's playing, how much they're playing, those type of things. But don't have that just yet. I want to see how we get through the next few days.
Yeah, look, the next few days aren't going to change his mind, nor should it. And I'm fine with this. You know, these are smart decisions. Guys, we got to get ready for Pittsburgh. That's it. So if Bijan doesn't play this preseason, and he shouldn't, we know what he can do, Mike. We know what Drake can do. I don't expect to see these guys. Now, the quarterback thing is a little different because they're coming off of injuries and like, okay, so you want to see that, but I still don't think we're going to see Penix because he won't be ready.
Now, Tua has amped up. Now, Penix, like, he basically, hear the interview if you missed it, rewind on the Odyssey app. You know, we were waiting to hear Michael Penix saying, I'm going to be ready, and there was none of that. I mean, he's just kind of taking what the doctors have told him, and he's running with it. And if you were looking for him to say, yeah, man, I will be ready, unfortunately, by the time he will be ready, your pecking order is going to be Tua Tagovailoa and likely Cooper Rush.
Because you can't wait.
Yeah, and there's no way. And now, here's the thing. If Tua really struggles, and why would he struggle in an offense that's kind of tailor-made for the ball to come out quickly on schedule?
Yeah.
Using tight ends. Kyle Pitts talking about how all the tight ends are going to get a chance to really shine in this offense. All of them. You know, that's everybody. Warner and Austin Hooper. Mm. I mean, it's kind of tailor-made for him. Zachariah Branch. Now, he did have a fumble today, and he was like, oh, he was killing himself over that. He's like, ah, losing his mind. But Zachariah Branch is such a stud.
Yeah.
And Day-Day was talking, the crisp route running. I mean, again, it's that UGA detail-oriented stuff. I can't wait to see him connecting with Tua. We saw Penix connect with him. Unfortunately, it wasn't, you know, the full live go with 11-on-11.
Yeah, I just love his approach. He is also very giddy and has a pep to his step, Mike.
Right.
Every day. Like, when you watch him, and I've been saying, like, the kid is open all the damn time. I'm not making this up. I know we got some good corners, you know, on this team. Certainly the safeties. And Jesse Bates was not playing today. As a matter of fact, we said it was a rest day. But, Mike, he's so shifty. And that's what's right. going to give teams a lot of problems. I know that Tommy Rees and Kevin Stefanski and even Alex Van Pelt, all these guys in the offensive room right. are like, you see what I see?
Yeah.
Because you put him in the slot, and, you know, it's almost like, okay, well, you're not putting a linebacker on this dude, so you're going to put a nickel back on him or a corner, and they're going to run stack and all kind of different things to free him right. up, and he's going to be open. It's just a matter if he catches the ball and turns a 10-yard gain into a 50-yard right. gain.
And then one of the last plays of the practice session today that was full 11-on-11, it was Tua Tagovailoa moving around in the pocket, and he hits Olamide Zaccheaus on a crossing route,
yeah.
and he takes it what would be to the house. It was a game situation. The team was really feeding off it, like, oh, the OG, and everybody was going nuts. But Olamide still got some he's got some gas left in the tank, and that was really cool to see today.
Yeah, man.
But that's the Stefanski offense. Yeah, I was out to the catch. Let's go.
Well, look, and moving the chains, right? I mean, ultimately, that's what it's about.
But Drake had a great catch, but it would have been a sack.
True, because he held on to it too long. Yeah.
Beautiful catch. It was a beautiful execution. Unfortunately, under real-time conditions, probably going
to
be a sack.
And a big shout-out to Avion, too. AV got a pick today.
Avion got a pick on Tua Tagovailoa. A couple guys have posted it, and that was cool. And the defense was going bananas on that. It's really cool to see the units coming together. And this was like, you know, I got to be honest, the first couple days, because of the NFL rules, practice, it's just not what we're used to. This was the first day that really felt like they were really into a rhythm. Ironically, unfortunately, after the letdown and huge disappointment of losing Jalen Walker.
Yeah, no doubt. Tomorrow's an off day, guys. We're back in studio. We're here at Hooters today. We'll be back here on Friday hanging out 2 to 6. So make sure you make plans to come out and hang out with us. Chris has got a full show tonight, by the way. Turtle? He does. All right, so stay tuned for that as he'll bring you all the latest, not only with the Braves, but also everything that's going on around the world of sports. Mike, the other thing that as we're just talking about the Falcons and, you know, where this is all going, I will say this, man. The move or non-move that they may or may not make, let's just not go out, and I want to say this because I know Falcon fans were so accustomed to just going, well, let's go get Von Miller. Well, let's go get if they're not going to add or be the fit that you need, you just right. don't do it. Right?
No.
And you don't do it.
And we've seen guys, like I said, we were excited, you know, last year about, you know, some of the veterans we brought in. The production was about where it is. You know, if Aaron Donald wants to come and play for
different
the Falcons.
Different story.
Who, by the way.
Different story.
Had a Rams helmet on at practice, and that means that they had to report he was there at practice. So he is listed, and there was Adam Schefter was all over that today. But I'm with you. I mean, that's where we're Leonard Floyd was okay. It was a bit of a disappointment, if we're honest, last year.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't expect him to come have 12 sacks, but I think he was just one piece in this whole,
right.
you know, key.
But guys recognize the names like Von Miller, which Bosa is free?
Joey. Joey, that's what I'm saying. Just adding guys because exactly. you go, I know his name. Yeah.
Well, first
so
things first, you got a couple more weeks to figure out what you got. And then also some guys that may try to claim off of another team after some cuts are made.
Yeah,
That's not ideal.
No, it's not because, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But that's something right. that is going to be up to the front office and Ian Cunningham. All right, man, we got to get out of here and clear our throat. Man, show's just flying by, aren't they?
Thanks to everybody who came out to Hooters Mall of Georgia. And we'll be back Friday. Jerome actually made sense today. I'm very proud of him.
It's very rare, but there's a first time for everything.
First time Jerome made sense. It was very
first time for everything.
But basically saying, no, if Bijan's the best player, he should be the highest paid player.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd make all the sense. But, you know, we have explained about wide receivers get paid something and other guys get paid, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's a good point. All right, man. Thank you, guys. We're back here on Friday. Come through, and next week we'll be here as well. We'll tell you more about that. Tomorrow, though, we're back in studio, 2 o'clock. Make sure you join us. A bunch of guests that we'll have on, and we're chasing down some other things as well. Georgia back on the practice field. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into that as now college football is right around the corner. Speaking of Jerome, you notice he didn't want to bet whether or not Alabama would be in the SEC championship game. He's betting everybody else about the Falcons out here, but he ain't betting that.
He has no confidence in Kalen DeBoer.
Zero confidence.
Like everyone else in Tide Nation.
All right, man. Hey, Day-Day, great job executive producing. Our man Big O back at the studio. Thank you for keeping us on point. Commissioner Gordon, our on-site engineer, as always. And thanks to all of you for coming out. All right, Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, Sports Business Journal says Tony Romo's CBS suspension may not be temporary.
What?
Per Sports Illustrated, Network is using the situation to test a Jim Nance-J.J. Watt pairing. So the first couple of weeks of the NFL season, you're going to get J.J. Watt with Jim Nance. Now, if Romo's OWI hearing, which is set for September 21st, if he's cleared, not sure if they drop him to a second team or they'd invoke the morals clause to get out of the $17 million a year they owe him. I mean, when you're at the top of your game, you can get through something like this. But if you've lost a few steps or maybe, you know, your fastball, this can come back to bite you. And that might be the case with CBS with Romo.
They owe him $70 million. I don't know if they're firing him.
Do you watch here's the question. Do you watch it? But if the morals clause, they can void it. Do you watch football to hear Tony Romo or watch the two teams?
Well, I look, the broadcasters for me always enhance the game. That's their role. But I watch for the games.
Right.
I can watch a damn game on mute. Okay.
Right. Look, I don't think Tom Brady's any good, but I still got to watch every week.
But, yeah, I watch because if they enhance the broadcast, great. So be it. We'll see what happens with Romo. Hey, quick note on Michael Penix Jr., despite all the things that have been said, written, talked about, guys, he still believes he's going to be able to do what we drafted him to do. And I know there are a lot of people out there who feel like, you know what, I don't know if he's going to be able to overcome this.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bob-a-pedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-o-pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know if he is or not either. What I do know, though, is he's putting in the work, and that's all he can do at this point. Until we get a chance to see him on the field, none of us can make a judgment. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you bet Jerome chicken wings.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Data centers move fast. Graybar delivers the power, connectivity, and critical infrastructure you need with nationwide inventory and logistics to keep projects moving. Yep, Graybar does that.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.